What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your favorite host of Listen Bitch Podcast. I am also the host of Two Truths and a Lie. If you haven't checked it out, go ahead and do it if you dare. It's not for the weak, you guys, so maybe that's not a place for everybody, but give it a shot. Listen to the first episode. You'll know if it's for you or if it's not, and that's fine. So listen, bitch, I had plans for a conversation and then I got two listener requests that I'm excited to talk about. A little bit of relationship chat. Haven't done that for a minute. So let's dive into it. Brandon, I need to leave a toxic relationship. It's affecting my kids. And then she goes into a few personal things. This is the problem. She's the stay-at-home mom going to school and he's the one working. And she's also fighting custody. This is a very complex case, but we're going to stick to one topic at a time. Okay. So we're going to talk about the relationship. And I feel like any dynamic in a relationship, it's going to feel toxic if we're not okay. Number one, 100%. If you're not okay, that's what brings the toxicity into your relationship. People not taking that massive responsibility for where they are. The other conversation is, I feel like I made a mistake marrying my husband. It's been a year. He's not, they're basically, they lost their love and feelings and they want to try to rekindle that. And the crazy thing is for me is I'm like, listen, okay, you've been married for a year, and I've heard a lot of people say that the first year is the hardest. And that could be true for some people. I want to say that I don't look at my relationship, and trust me, mine is not like a poster child of relationships, okay? We are perfect for each other, but not perfect by any means, okay? This has taken a commitment. Like, we've had to choose each other. We've had to choose each other through, you know, different things, different moments. And we've had to compromise and we've had to sacrifice and we've had to do these things all without building resentment and anger and whatever else it takes. But you have to be willing to have the tough conversations. This is the biggest part. Okay. So even in a toxic relationship, okay, because there was a portion of my relationship with my husband that was very toxic, and I looked at outside circumstances, and what do we know to be true? We knew that for some reason alcohol changes the makeup in his body and it turns him into a psycho serial killing monster, okay? Like, he was a bear. He was very angry. And if I'd have never talked about it or never talked about the accountability of, like, you know, when he would have episodes, and it wasn't all the time, like sometimes he'd be really great. So it was just like my fight or flight was on high alert because I never knew when it was coming. So I always felt like I was just walking on eggshells, and no one should live like that. Okay. And what would happen is he would have these outbursts and then not remember what happened the next day. So my kids and I go through this experience and I'm like, hey, this happened. This is our reality. This sucks. This is something we have to heal. And he's like, man, I don't even remember. And so it was easy for him to kind of brush it off and not take it serious, but it continued to happen for a while. And there was a point where we really had to have the tough conversation, to the point where I sent divorce papers to the printer. Anyway, I got distracted. I had to pause this. So I'm trying to come back to my center thought. We literally had divorce papers printed out, and it was one of those things where, you know, he had to really make a choice. I couldn't keep living in this state. Like, I loved him, but I didn't love who he became with the hard alcohol. And so it was a matter of being brave enough to have the conversation, having enough faith to knowing that everything would work out. Like, I loved him enough that I, you know, I would always love him, and I would not blame him if he, you know, wouldn't have chosen us. I would have never, ever blamed him, because we came in like a wrecking ball, bitch. Okay. We really did. And that doesn't justify, you know, the toxic portion of our relationship or anything. It's not like we deserved it, or, you know, we had to pay for something. It was just the point of knowing, like, I had to protect my energy. I knew that something needed to change. So if you're in a toxic relationship, figure out what it is really. What is it? And the dynamic of one person carrying all the weight of providing for the family can be a lot of pressure. And if they're not seeing some effort from you, this is why communication is important. Because here's the thing. If a dad has never been a stay-at-home dad, he doesn't understand what it's like. I've been blessed because I've traveled to do speaking engagements, and I've traveled to events and conferences. So my husband's been a stay-at-home mom for several days in a row. He knows what it's like, and he's always been respectful of, it's the hardest fucking job in the world to be a stay-at-home mom, to be home taking care of the kids. And so we communicate about that dynamic of, like, you know, I am blessed because I get to get outside of the house for 3 nights a week, but there is no way in any shape or form that either of us would be okay with me working full time, because that's the dynamic. He's the provider and I need to take care of the home. I can't do that if I'm not here either. And something we're non-negotiable about is, like, we're raising our kids. We're not putting them in the hands of other people. First of all, I don't trust shit. Okay. That's why we've taken this on, and that's fine. But you've got to have these conversations, figure out the core of what the real issue is. Okay. Everybody in a relationship, they're just assuming and they're just reacting, but they're not actually fucking talking about it. They're not talking about it. How can a conversation save a relationship? How can it save a relationship? If you guys get safe and stagnant, you're basically taking the relationship for granted. My husband's been very good about understanding. My thing is, like, we can always be better. How can we get closer? How can I, you know, how can I respect your love language more? How can, you know, how can we support each other in this? Even with whatever we're going through separately or together, it's always communicated, like, how can I support you? And when I need supported, I tell him the same thing. There are times in my life where I'm like, I know life is hard right now, but I need you just to tell me everything's fine and carry the weight of that. I communicate that because I can't expect him to think I know, because 99% of the time I handle my shit and I'm strong as fuck. And I love that about myself. I'm very independent. I'm very hyper-focused and I'm always swinging from one goal to the next and I'm doing all the things, and he gets that. But those times that I really need more from him, I'm not afraid to ask. I'm not afraid to communicate. And because I've communicated and not just thought, well, he needs to know, then I get the support I need. If we assume, we're literally creating our own narratives. We protect ourselves. Stop creating stories in your head, or stop assuming, especially women. I feel like so many times we think we know what they're thinking and it's not even close. Stop thinking you know and have the communication. And this means being vulnerable. Vulnerable is talking about your insecurities of, like, well, you know, this feels like more of a priority than me. Make it known. Have you talked about the things that bother you to the point where you're willing to take responsibility for your shit? Because if you're putting your happiness on someone, fuck you. That's on you. So if your whole argument right now is like, oh, I'm just not happy, he's not making me happy, and I'm just not feeling an attraction. Are you being attractive? And that's true. You have to put in an effort. Do you feel good about yourself? Are you taking care of yourself? I know that when my husband's not feeling good about himself, I'm not getting shit from him. That's the truth. Like, if he's just not feeling good, I can't expect him to meet me on any level. If I'm feeling bad, I'm going to push him away too. When we take care of ourselves, it makes us better for all of the people in our lives, 100%. And I'm talking about taking care of yourself, like feeding your body the things it really needs, staying hydrated, making sure that you're on really good supplements. And I've got supplements if you need them. I've got an incredible vitamin line, a collagen line, a weight loss line. I've got the shit. Just reach out. Taking care of yourself. Are you moving your body? Are you guys setting goals together? Are you working together for something good? Have you sat down and, like, mapped this shit out? We're just in our self-preservation mode and we get closed in, we get stuck on that story. And what's happening is you're creating distance and resentment because you're not communicating. You've decided now you're going to be safe and you're not going to talk to them. You're not going to talk to each other. And you're just going to go through self-preservation mode and everything's going to blow up in your face. Okay. When I say that we just assume things, like some of that conversation is when we expect someone, we have that expectation of they should know they upset me. Like he should know that he really pissed me off. He should know that. She did that because I did this. Or, you know, this is one my husband loved to tell me. Like, you know, I love you. I shouldn't have to say it. What? What? No, stuff is not known. It isn't known. And if your actions start changing and breaking from what love is expressed to me, then fuck no, you don't love me. Right? That's the story. Don't just assume. Say the things. I know someone close to me right now that is struggling in a relationship. And literally just today, he's like, I didn't communicate. We would sit together and be on our phones and we didn't talk. And he's praying for a second chance. Knowing that he'll change that if he got a second chance. A lot of people don't get a second chance. So don't fuck up what you have in the first place. What do they call it? Don't fumble the bag. Don't lose the bag. Don't lose the bag. You've got to do what you did in the beginning to get them. You have to continue to do that to keep them. And communicate that if that's what you need. Like, hey, when we were first dating, this is what you did and that's what I need from you. We assume that they just don't care about our feelings, but the truth is they may not know what your feelings are. And I go back to this toxic part of a relationship because if you want to have a difficult conversation, you have to learn how to regulate your nervous system. And I knew for me to regulate my nervous system was to not have my husband drink alcohol. And that it was a choice that he made. And I mean, it's been like a decade now or something like that. I don't know. It feels like a decade. It might be, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years. It's been a very long time since that part of our relationship has been here. And I'm happy that we went through the route of communication. I'm happy that we chose each other. There is no resentment there. You know, he doesn't resent not drinking for us. He knew that's what he needed for his body, for his nervous system, for his regulation. We have to be okay with hearing uncomfortable things that we don't like. And I promise he never wanted to ever hear the stories the next day, ever. Who would? Nobody does. I think majority of people have had that experience of blacking out and then having to be told what you did. That's fucked. And especially if you're hurting people emotionally or physically. It's terrible. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable hearing that shit. And then we have to allow the other person to be honest. I don't expect my husband to make me happy. You should not expect your spouse to make you happy. I choose my happiness. I create my happiness. I choose my perspective. When he has a shit day at work, I can choose whether or not I'm going to take that personal. He had a bad day. Should I take it personal? Should I assume that he's just pissed off that he had to come home to me? I can't imagine the fights. I couldn't imagine the fights that people are living through because they're doing that. You be good with you. You be good with you. You be whole. And then someone's going to want to be in your energy. I love being with him, not because he makes me happy, but he adds to that happiness. How do you start the tough conversation? Maybe, you know, you have been expressing a love language that you're not getting in return. And he suddenly like, you're not doing this for me, all the things, and I'm stressed at work. Everything in the house is coming down on me. All of these things. Look, I know things are tough right now. And it's hard for me too, but I feel like there's not a lot of space for me, right? I'm feeling drained and helpless around your situation, and I want to be open about it. And this is where, you know, my husband's on a healing journey. I've been on a healing journey long before I met him. And I've never made him meet me where I'm at. Ever. I was never like, you have to do this. Not even with the drinking. It was simple. It was like, you can choose whatever you want. I just can't be a part of this choice. Right. So it was never, you have to stop doing this. I've never told this man no. I've never told him he had to give something up. I've let him make his own mistakes. Even when I knew he was in a whole, you know, hamster wheel of self-sabotage, I could never have forced him off of it. You cannot force people to go. You can't. But what you can do is love them unconditionally. And that's what I've done for him, is loved him unconditionally through every portion of his life. Even when I selfishly just wanted it to me, I loved him unconditionally. And I very much communicated the struggle. Like, I need you to put yourself in a space where you matter. Like, I want you to take care of yourself. I want you to get healthy for you. I want you to feel good so that you're available for me. And that's how it should be in a house. The man should absolutely be the fucking king. Carry the weight. They are the strongest species. I know, because I'm trying to compete with my husband in the gym. And I thought that I was very strong in my leg power. But yeah, I can do about 100 pounds less than him. Okay. So the truth is, the male species is a lot stronger. And they're supposed to carry the weight of everything, so that he creates this masculine protective energy so I can lean into my feminine energy and just be. That's my job. Just be. I couldn't lean into someone who was unhealed and unwhole. And there's never going to be a perfect journey, but it's that growth. It's the growth that matters. I've never forced him to be where I'm at, but he always seems to catch up 100%. And that's the thing. When you shift your energy, people, you're attractive. You are magnetic. That's what I mean. I don't mean you have to be the prettiest person in the world. Okay. We're not talking about attractiveness on a physical scale. I'm talking about the inside. If I was naggy and demanding and just always whining about stuff and no conversation, but just literally telling him what he's not doing for me every day. If I was like, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, why would he even bother to try? He's fucking defeated, man. The world's pulling him at all places. I give him that soft place to rest. I give him that soft place to know he can fall back on. And no matter what he does or what happens, I've got his fucking back. That's what a relationship is. It's not always pretty. And I don't always want to be strong at the times he's asking me. But then when I need it, it's there. You're a team. You guys are never against each other. And that is something you should communicate when you're having these conversations. Number one, fight fair. Like, look, at the end of the day, we are on the same team. We're just not on the same play. Open the playbook and figure out how to get on the same page. Maybe your partner did something that really upset you. This is something that, you know, when I would first do this, because my husband does not like hurting me. Like, if I was like, you really hurt me, he's pissed and defensive. He fucking hates that. And he does everything you can imagine to not hurt me. He's very respectful. He's just incredible. But guess what? I'm still human and he's still human. And sometimes he hurts me. So it is about having that conversation of, I feel like it really hurt when you made, you know, that comment out loud and so-and-so was there. And I know you probably didn't mean it, but it really bothered me and I want to talk about it. Can you explain your perspective, or can you help me understand? And now, because I come at a place of wholeness where, you know, I'm not lacking for things. I just want to have this conversation because guess what? I'm human and my brain will run with shit. It's easier for him to have that. Like, that is absolutely not what I meant to do. That's not what I meant to say. It's not what I meant. And I'm like, well, this is kind of how it came off. And so he has that awareness now of this conversation doesn't need to go that way again, you know? And this literally came up like in the summer, where I felt like there was a point where he could have, in a way, defended me And instead, it made me feel like there was some blame about his position in life that fell on me. And I was very defensive of like, I'm not taking responsibility for his happiness. I'm not. That's not on me. And I sure as fuck am not taking blame for the depression either. You know, there's got to be a nice balance between you guys. Someone is always going to be holding, you know, 60% instead of 50. It's one or the other. Maybe your spouse made a big choice without talking to you about it. You know, have the conversation like you blindsided me. But the biggest thing is you guys get on the same page, right? This is what my husband did. He went out and bought a motorcycle, and I realized that he was going to leave me with the kids. And I'm like, no, this isn't okay. I know that financially we're in a place where we can get one, but we have to figure out how to get two because I don't want to be left out. It was a big choice for us. And then all of a sudden it became a mutual addiction. And here we are with two of the hottest bikes on the road and goals to upgrade them, you know, not motorcycles. Okay. We have our dream bikes, but just, you know, paying attention to what we want for them. Like we've aligned our goals. And honestly, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't have supported him if I wasn't someone, if I was like, oh my God, I will never ride a motorcycle ever. I was all about like, go get your bike. Like that was his passion. He's had a bike his whole life. It was his time. So I let him do that. Absolutely. But I had the conversation instead of just going out and getting another motorcycle and saying, hey, I just dropped some money on another bike. Is that cool? No, it was the conversation before we actually went. Okay. Same thing of, you know, he found a dream bike a while back. We had the conversation. And it ended up being a mutual decision that we both regretted at the same time. So it was so great. But you've got to have these conversations. 100%. I know it's hard. I know it's uncomfortable. And you cannot have expectations for the answers you want to hear. Because it's not going to be like that. 100%. Unless you're playing some manipulative ass game and you don't want life to be real, then you're going to have the tough conversations. You're going to have to hear shit you may not want to hear and be willing to work on that. How can you grow from it? We have pushed each other to uncomfortable growing depths, things that we never thought we would grow through. We've gone through and we're here 100%. And I can't promise. I am a product of divorces. Okay. I know that any given day, he could wake up and not choose me. And I would never blame him for that. That doesn't mean I wouldn't give my 100% every single day now, because there's a chance he might, you know, wake up and realize like, what am I doing? I can't guarantee what's going to be what's his choice for the rest of his life. I want him to be happy. When you love someone, you understand that and you give him the space to be that. If you love your spouse 100%, make sure you're feeling good. And then date again. You want to rekindle stuff, then start dating. You want to get out of a toxic relationship. What if you could heal the toxic relationship you're in now? And I'm proud. I love that you guys brought these conversations to me, because if you just post this shit on Facebook, okay, you're just getting the wrong kind of attention. People will be like, girl, leave him. Girl, leave him. I'm all for that sometimes. Of course, 100%. If there is no other way, absolutely. But I want you to know that with yourself, that you did everything you could to make it work. And that is something I've always done in my marriage, is given that 100% to say, like, you know, if I woke up tomorrow and Benjamin was like, Brandon, I just want out of this, I would feel really good and confident that I was the best fucking person I could be in this relationship. I'm not walking away with regrets at all. I'm saying, cool, I hope you find your happiness. And then I'm going to slash his tires. I'm going to kick his bike over and I'm going to burn his shit and sign the papers and wish him well. That's what we'd all do, right? And then I won't think twice about it. But we all have our way of coping with shit. The truth is, you just never know. You never know. So be the best version of spouse you could be. Ask yourself, if my spouse left me tomorrow, would I have any regrets? Is there something I would do different? Would I do anything different yesterday if I knew this was my last day with this person? Would I do anything different? And then get in the habit of asking that every day, every day. The truth is, you cannot have a happy relationship if you cannot be happy by and within yourself. You're responsible for your happiness. That's no one else's bullshit, okay? That's no one else's baggage. Can I want things for my husband that he may not want for himself? Absolutely. Can he want things for me that I may not want for myself? Absolutely. We support each other where we are. You cannot make them. Have the tough conversations, find the core of the issues, and move on from there. Don't stop communicating. I love you, bitches.